Good morning. Today we're going to start the sugya of Adam Hamazik, when one person causes damage to another. Now I've noticed we have a lot of new faces today. I'm not sure what to make of that. I certainly hope it doesn't mean that people are involved in more car accidents than do business. But be that as it may, Adam HaMazik today is fairly uncommon. We do not have many Dinei Torah where one person punched another in the nose and they're fighting over how much to pay. But the most common example is when there's a car accident. Unfortunately, we have no shortage of that in our community. And while most accidents, and certainly if there is significant damage, end up going to insurance, what will happen very often is if there's minor damage, it's not worth, they don't meet the deductible, or the drivers involved have spotty driving records. So very often they'll try to settle without involving a police report, and then we'll have to deal with it in the context of a din Torah. So let's begin. The first Ma'ariv Makom, and probably the most famous about Adam HaMazik, is the Mishnah Bava Kama Daf Chav Vav writes, Adam Mu'ad La'olam. A person is always responsible for his actions. Ben Shoigig Be'mezid. Whether he caused damage purposely with intent, or B'Shoigig, whether it was an accident, if you do it, you're responsible to pay. The Gemara on Chav Vav Amud Beis takes it a step further. Tana de Bechiskia, Amakro Petza Tachas Potza, V'chayvoy al Shoigig Kemezid, V'alo Oynis Keratzim. Here the Braisa adds, not only you chayv when it's a shoigig, when you accidentally hurt someone, even if it's an oinis is a higher level of something which couldn't have been avoided, the Gemara says, a person is responsible for his actions. Now taken at face value, this seems to be make life very simple. You hurt someone, there are no excuses, you can't say it was a mistake, you can't say it wasn't my fault. If you did the damage, you have to pay. This is the Gemara in Daf Chav Vav. The problem is, there's a sugya a little bit later on. It's actually the next block. And here the Gemara says as follows. The Mishnah says that if a person puts a pitcher in the middle of the street, someone walks by, he trips, he smashes the pitcher. The halacha is, he's potter. He does not have to pay for the damage that he caused. Not only that, if the person tripped and fell and hurt himself and got hurt, the owner of the pitcher is liable. He had no right to leave it in the middle of the street. The Gemara says, "Ubachav nisko v'shaver potter, amai potter." Why is the halacha that if a person trips and smashes the pitcher, he's potter, he doesn't have to pay for the damage? You should have watched where you're going. If you're walking down the street, it's true perhaps that the nizik, the owner, had no right to put this pitcher in the middle of the street. But the person walking has an obligation to watch where he's going. If you don't watch where you're going and you cause damage, you should have to pay. So the Gemara gives a few answers. First, the Gemara says it was at night. You couldn't see the pitcher. Couldn't see it. You're not responsible to pay for the damage you caused. Rabbi Yochanan says it was Karen Zavis, it was in a blind spot, it was right by a corner. As soon as you turned, you smashed into the pitcher, you didn't have the time to react. And that's why, even though you caused the damage, you don't have to pay. Then the Gemara has a final answer, and this is what we follow halacha. And this is Amar of Abler of Ashi Mishmei de Ula, Lufi Shein Darkon Shebanei Odom Lizboinin Bedrachim. People do not watch where they're going. Rabbi Yosef explains, people are bali seichel, they're busy thinking. They're thinking and learning, they're thinking about a business deal, and because they're busy thinking, they can't be bothered to watch the street, they can't be bothered to watch where they're going. And therefore, if they go ahead, they step on something and they smash it, the halacha is, they're potter. Now Tosfos is very disturbed by this whole Gemara. Because if you think about it, this is a flat-out contradiction to the Mishnah we started with. The Mishnah said, Adam mu'ad la'olam. You break it, you pay. Whether you're a shoygig, a mezid, oinis, no excuses. You did it, you have to pay. Now, this Gemara is suddenly saying, well, not so fast. If it's dark, you're not going to have to pay. If it's around the corner. And not only if people are absent-minded and people don't watch where they're going, no liability. What's going on? Adamur lo'ilam. You should be responsible. If you caused the damage, you smashed it, you should have to pay. Now, there are a number of other Gemaras which we have a similar problem in. There's a halacha that if a person goes to sleep, and while he's sleeping, someone else comes and balances a crystal vase on the edge of his bed, you roll over, you knock it away, and you smash it, the halacha is your potter. Adamur lo'ilam. It's true you're an oinus, but you smash the vase, you should have to pay. And lastly, there's another case where you hire someone or someone, you ask someone as a favor to carry some barrels for you. While he's carrying them, he trips and he falls and he smashes them. The halacha is, it depends whether he's a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar, whether he's getting paid to do this or not. If he's a volunteer, he's potter. Again, why? He was holding the barrel. He tripped. He fell. He smashed it. He should have to pay. What's going on? So Tosfos, Adav Chav Zayin Amud Beis, says an important insight. What Tosfos says is, it's true, Adamur lo'olam, you have to pay, even if you're an oinus, you're still responsible for your actions. But it depends on the oinus. In oinus, ke'ein aveda, if something happened, you weren't negligent, but oinus ke'ein aveda, something gets karuv lipshia. You could have prevented it. If you would have been more vigilant, if you would have been more alert, you could have stopped it. So we cannot accuse you of negligence. It's an oinus. But something like that, Adamur lo'olam says you're responsible for your actions, you're going to have to pay. However, an oinus ke'ein geneva. Person's watching something and it gets stolen. So it's an oinus. What's he supposed to do? He watched it. He did everything he should have. He went to sleep at night. That's what people do. There's nothing that he could have really done to prevent it. That type of oinus, Tosfos says, is going to be potter. And therefore, Tosfos says, our Gemara that says that if your person's walking and he steps on something and smashes it, is potter. The reason is because ein darken shel bnei adam l'sponim b'drachim, because people do not watch where they're going, he's considered an oinus, and he's going to be potter. Now, he actually had a tentaira recently where a person was driving down the street, is apparently either on the phone or spaced out, and he smashed into a parked car. The car was sticking out a little bit, but he claimed, I don't have to pay. It's a mefurish of Gemara. Ein dayakin shel b'nei adam l'sponim b'drachim. Now, it's a nice cop, but the reality is, although we have a Gemara that when you're walking, you don't have a duty to be watching looking down at the ground to watch exactly where you're going, when you're driving a motor vehicle, things are a bit different. And a person certainly has an obligation to keep his eyes open. If you drive with your eyes closed, you're going to be chayiv. But again, had he been walking and there had been something on the ground, this defense would be a valid defense. Now this is Tosfos. Tosfos says a real oinus, you're off the hook. Oinus ke'ein aveda, if it's something, even you don't need negligence to have to pay, even if it's karuv lipshia, if it's something that you could have prevented, adam lo'olam, you're going to have to pay. The Ramban argues. The Ramban says, Adamur lo'olam means you did it, you have to pay, no excuses. Even an oinus gomer, you couldn't have prevented it, you're still going to have to pay. Problem is, what about Agamar? If you're walking down the street and you step on something, at best it's an oinus, but according to the Ramban, you should be responsible to pay. So Ramban says to you, very important you say, it's true, Adamur lo'olam. If you go ahead and you damage someone, even ba'oinis, you're going to have to pay. But in this case, whose fault is it that you smashed the barrel? Who asked the nizik to go ahead and leave his barrel in the middle of Route 59? He put himself in harm's way. When you put yourself in harm's way and you get hurt, you can't then jump up and start screaming, Adumur lo'olam. If the mazik goes ahead on his own and he damages the nizik, even if he's an oinus, even if he couldn't have stopped it, he's going to have to pay. But if the nizik was pesheya ba'atzmai, he brought it on himself, then he has no claim. And that's why in the other case we discussed, if a person goes ahead and puts, balances his vase on the edge of a bed where someone's sleeping, he can't come afterwards and complain the fellow rolled over and knocked it off. Who asked you to put this in harm's way? And therefore, in this case, the Ramban would agree you don't have to pay.
What if you put someone else's
vase? Very good. So an afghan would be, it's what happens if I take your vase and I put it next to someone who's sleeping. So according to Taisvis, then an oinus, ke'en gneva is potter, the person sleeping is an oinus. He's not going to have liability. But according to the Ramban, person adamur loylam, even by an oinus. The whole excuse, your whole shield is the nizik put himself in harm's way. But if he didn't, it was a third party, perhaps according to the Ramban, you'd be chayv. What? Okay, that would be a separate in Torah. Between the mazik and the mazik will have to pay. Now the mazik, will the mazik have a claim against the third party that he put him in a position where he was a mazik? Again, you'll have to deal with Hilchos Garmi, which is going to be an uphill battle. But between the nizik will be able to recover from the mazik, because even though Adam Mur the Olam, bottom line is, he caused the damage. So this is the first side of the Ramban. The Ramban still has a problem. Because in the other case, where a person's carrying the barrel and he trips and he smashes it, so the Ramban, in that case, you're potter. Why? Here you can't blame the victim. The shomer, the person who was carrying it, just fell on his own. He smashed it. Adam Mur Loilim, he should have to pay. So the Ramban says another yesite. The Ramban says is, the whole concept of Adam Mazik is, you have a window. I have a brick. My brick smashes through your window. So that is an Adam HaMazik. And certainly if I was negligent, I'm going to have to pay. If I'm an oinus, according to Taisvis, it depends on the type of oinus. According to Ramban, I'm still going to have to pay. That's a case, I had no business putting my brick through your window. And that's Adam HaMazik, and there's a responsibility. In the case of a shomer, if I hire someone to carry my barrel for me, or I ask him, do me a favor, carry this across the street. Here, I gave him permission to carry the barrel. I hire someone to fix my computer. His job is to take the computer, open it up, and start tinkering with it. An uman, whose job is to do something, to work on it, if something goes wrong, that's not Adam HaMazik. He was authorized to be busy, to be doing this action, that's not Adam HaMazik. Now, he might be liable because he's a shomer. And it depends, he is getting paid, he isn't getting paid. That's a sugya that we'll deal with when we learn Simin Shin Vav. But Adam HaMazik is when I do something I have no business doing. When I'm doing it b'rishus, when I'm supposed to be working on your item and something goes wrong, something slips, that will not be Adam HaMazik, and you will not be chayev unless there's a pshia, unless there's a level of negligence. So now the Gemara continues. Although the Gemara just said that people do not watch where they're going, and if you step on something, you break it, you're going to be potter. The Gemara does say there's an exception. By karna de itzra havi, de kivan de birshus ka'avdi, ibar leile yuni yameza. The case over there is, you're walking, this barrel was not just the middle of Route 59. There was an olive press, or a wine press. Now people would bring their grapes, they would bring a barrel, and after they would press the wine or press the olives, fill up the barrel, they'd have the oil, they would have the wine. Now what happened? Very often what happened is there's a line. You have to wait. So you're sitting there holding on to your barrels, you're holding on to your grapes or whatever it is. So while you're waiting, you put it down in the street. That's a normal thing to do. On that, the Gemara says, although people do not have a responsibility to watch where they're going, when they're in a karna de itzra, when they're in a place where it's normal and you can have to expect and anticipate there will be things on the floor, there you have a greater responsibility, and there if you step on it and you break it, you're going to be chayav. Now translating that into a more common case today, if you live right near a busy pizza shop or a grocery and people are constantly coming and loading up their cars and loading, they're double parked and triple parked, so if that's the norm, then we see that although ain darkin shel ben yadim is going in the drachim, you would the fact that it is normal in this particular place for people to stop, for people to put things down, there the halacha would be different, and there you have a greater duty to watch where you're going and to make sure you're not causing damage to anybody else. This is the sugya in the beginning of Hameniach. So what we've seen from here is that Adamur Lo'elom, according to the Ramban, you're, even by an Oynes Gomer, you have to pay unless the Nizik caused it on himself, or unless you were authorized to do it. According to Taisvis, it depends on the level of Oynes. An Oynes Gomer, you're going to have to pay. But in Oynes Gomer, you're going to be Potter. But in Oynes Kein Aveda, you're going to have liability, and you're going to have to pay for the damage, even though it was an Oynes. Let's move on to the sugya on Daf Memches. What the Gemara on Daf Memches tells us, and this will play into more into the specific examples that we dealt with. Amar Rava, Nichnas L'Chatzer B'Habayis Shloi B'Rishus. A person is trespassing. He walks into someone's house without any permission. The Hizik is B'Habayis, a B'Habayis Huzak Boy. And either while he's trespassing, while he's roaming around the property, he hurts the owner, or the owner doesn't notice him and he trips on him and gets hurt. The halacha is chayiv. You came in without permission. You're responsible for anything that happened. It doesn't matter whether you hurt the Baal Bayis or he tripped over you. You had no business being there. You're trespassing. You have to pay. However, hiziku Baal HaBayis, what happens in the other case? What happens if a person's trespassing? The owner doesn't realize he's there. He's busy playing ball, throwing something, and he hurts the trespasser. So the halacha is potter. You don't have to pay. Although adamu lo'ilam, although if you hurt someone, you're responsible. If he's trespassing, if he has no right to be here, he has no claim against you. Now, everyone's heard of different lawsuits that have happened today, where a burglar comes in, he trips, and he gets hurt, and he sues the owner of the house. That may work in civil court, but in halacha, it's very clear. If you're trespassing, if you come into my property without permission, you have no claim against me if anything happens. Now, although that's true, although if a person's trespassing gets hurt, he has no claim. This is only true. The owner of the house is sitting there. He's playing ball with his son. He doesn't know anyone came in. So if he doesn't know anyone's here, he has no responsibility to anticipate someone came. If he throws the ball and he hurts someone, he's not going to have to pay. But I will have a yadabay. If the owner saw the person come in, even though he's trespassing, even though he doesn't have the right to be here, once you saw him, his hiziku Baal HaBayis chayiv. Once you saw him, if he gets hurt, it's your responsibility. And the reason is, my time mishum the armalay ni disuch la fuke la zuke lesach rushusach. Someone's trespassing, you have the right to ask them to leave. You don't have the right to kill him. You don't have the right to hit him over the head with a baseball bat. You don't have the right to hurt him. So you have the right to ask him to leave, but once you saw him, now you're going to be responsible if you do something that he gets hurt. So the Gemara then continues, and this next Gemara is crucial for this is whenever there's an issue where the entire really hinges on the pshat in this Gemara. Vazul Tanayo, Shnehim Bershus and Shem Shaloi Bershus, Hiziku Zechayavim, Husku Zepetur. The Gemara says like this. If both people are there Bershus, two people are driving down the street, they're both driving responsibly. Everyone's following the rules. Or, alternatively, they're Shnehim Shaloi Bershus. One of them is speeding like a maniac, and the other one is talking on a cell phone. They're both driving recklessly. So we have two cases. Either they're both driving normally, or they're both driving late. They're both in the same plane. There the halacha is, Hiziku zeh zeh chayovim, husku zeh zeh betur. Now the way the Rashi explains that is like this. If you hurt the other person, you do the damage, you smash into his car, the car is parked illegally, or makes a short stop. You are speeding like a maniac. You smash into the car and you damage the car, you're going to have to pay. You did the act, adamur lo'ilam. It's true, he shouldn't have been there, but you shouldn't have been speeding. So therefore, hiziku, you do the act, you have to pay. The other case as well. If you're both driving normally, and he stops, he had the right to stop, you were driving normally, but you just weren't able to avoid him, you hit him. So again, if it's hiziku, if you do the damage, adumo lo'ilam, you have to pay. However, husku zeh v'zeh, What happens if car makes, you know, stops where it shouldn't, you know, it stops where it shouldn't. Someone else is speeding, smashes into him, and this car that's speeding gets hurt. So there, even though they're both Shalei Birshus, the car that was speeding has no claim against the other car that was stopped. Because it was Husku. It was passive. The speeding car was the one that drove into the other car. Since the other car did not do a Maisa, it was passive, it was parked, then there's no claim. So what comes out according to Rashi is, if they're both Birshus, or both Shalei Birshus, the one that did the act is going to be responsible. The one that were hurt passively is off the hook. However, the Gemara continues. If it was Echad Birshus, Echad Shalei Birshus, one of them is driving normally. The other one is speeding recklessly. The halacha is Birshus Patur, Shalei Birshus Chayiv. The person who is breaking the rules, person who is speeding, is always going to have liability. So the way Rashi learns, again, to summarize, if one person is Birshus and one is Shalei Birshus, the person who broke the rules is always going to have to pay. However, if they're both Birshus, or both Shalei Birshus, they're both following the rules, or neither were following the rules, then if you actively hurt the other one, you're responsible for your action, Adam Ula Ilam. If the damage comes about passively, we say you're off the hook and you're going to be Pater. Okay, we'll get to that. So, trying to translate this into some real-life scenarios. If a person backs out of a spot and he's driving normally, someone else is speeding down the street quickly and there's a collision. So the person speeding is Shalei Birshus. Person who backed out normally is Birshus. So in that case, the person who is speeding would be completely responsible for whatever happened. On the other hand, if a person backs out, he doesn't look where he's going, and he backs out recklessly, and someone else is speeding. So as long as it was a collision, they both did the actions, that would be like Husku, according to the Rama, and then neither party would be responsible. On the other hand, if one person backs out, and he stops, the other person was speeding, and he was going so fast, and he smashes into the stopped car, so then it's Shneim Shalei, although it's Shneim Shalei Birshus, both of them broke a law, the car that was moving, that did the action, is going to be responsible to pay.
Is the issue of illegality tied to the Dina of the statute? Because, for example, let's say a street that's 30 miles an hour, where people regularly go 50 miles an hour,
mm-hmm.
because it's relatively safe to do it, it's a wide road or whatever, but the speed limit in the whole area is 30. Does that mean that anybody going over 30 would be considered responsible? It's only going over what the normal speed limit is.
That's a good question. From Siman Tav Chaf Aleph, it's mashma, although again, there was a lot of back and forth in the Chabura, so there are different differences of opinions, but what it seems is it goes by what the norm is. Although on the books, it over 55 miles an hour might be illegal, if when you go on the highway, the average speed is closer to 65, that would be considered birshus. We don't look at the books, we look at the practice, what people are expecting. But it has to be very common. The fact that some people break a rule is not going to be enough. If it's only when on the highway, if you go 55, a police will honk and ask you to move out of the way, there, I don't believe 56 is going to be a Shalei Birshus. But if it's something that most people drive at 55, 60, whatever it is, the fact that there are some people that drive above that, I believe that would be Shalei Birshus. Well, not directly, but if they do give tickets for a certain speed, then most people, in general, that will create the birshus because people will stop driving above that speed. You have to look at what people do. If the expectation is that when you drive in the Palisades, cars will be driving 60, I don't think you can argue that that's Shalei Birshus because that's what people do. And the case in Siman Tav Chaf Aleph is someone trespassed. He came into a store. Into a blacksmith store. He had no intention of buying anything, and he just walked in. So that's Shalei Birshus, because the store is open to customers, it's not open to other people. But still, if he gets hurt, the owner is liable because he should have anticipated people walk into stores. So that's a case of it's technically Shalei Birshus, because he only gives permission to customers or potential customers to come in. But since the bottom line is he had to anticipate people were there, that's considered Birshos according to the Mechaber and Simtov Chavalov. Now, so let's go back to the other case. A person is backing up out of his driveway. Across the street, there's a fire hydrant. There's a car parked there. And he drives right into the hydrant, into the car that's parked illegally. So what's the halacha in this case? So let's analyze it. The person who parked by the hydrant, is he Birshos or Shalei Birshos? He's Shalei Birshos. He doesn't have the right to be there. Now, it happens to be, if everyone parks by the hydrant, then we'll have your issue. Maybe that will become Birshos. But in a typical case where people will not park by the hydrant, it's Shalei Birshos. So he's there, Shalei Birshos. The person backing up, what is he? Is he Birshos or is he Shalei Birshos? He's Birshos. So the halacha is, if it's Echad Birshos v'Echad Shalei Birshos, the halacha is, the Shalei Birshos is always going to be responsible. There are two problems over here. The first is, there's a halacha, there's a din of bar. If a person goes ahead and digs a pit in the middle of Route 59, a big 6-foot crater, someone drives by, his car falls in and gets totaled. The halacha is, he's potter. A bar is not chayiv b'nis kekelim. It's gzeiras hakasef. Now like this. A car that's parked by a hydrant is a bar. It's a takala b'shus harabim. It's just stationary. It's parked there. So even though it's shalei b'shus and b'shus just means by adam hamazik. We're both doing things. So the shalei b'shus is always responsible for the actions that he does. But if it's a parked car, which is a bar, even if it's shalei b'shus, if the other car backs into him and suffers damage, it's kalim. And therefore the parked car will not have to pay for the damage to the other person's car. Now, if the driver gets hurt, bar is chayiv on nizkei adam. But as far as the car, if the car backs into him and the car that was driving is damaged, the owner of the parked car would be potter because it would be nizkei bar. Right. On the other hand, if you totaled the car that was parked, you have no liability. He was there, Shalei Birshos. But the truth is, this really leads us to a very basic question. If you would get into your car, and again, across the street there's a hydrant, someone's parked illegally. You put on a blindfold, you shift into reverse, and you go back and smash that car. Is that Echad Birshos v'Echad Shalei Birshos? So we know the car that's there shouldn't have been there. But if you back up without looking, can you say that what you're doing is Birshos? L'chay or not. If you don't look where you're going, it's Shnehem Shalei Birshos. If it's Shnehem Shalei Birshos, you are both reckless. The halacha is Hiziku Zeh Zeh Chayavim. The car that was backing up and smashed into the parked car would be responsible for the damage that he caused. But Husku Zeh Zeh Peturim. If he backs up and he suffers damage, there the parked car did that passively, there there'd be no liability. So in such a case where you backed up recklessly, you didn't watch where you were going, even though the other car was there, Shalei Birshos, according to Rashi, what would come out is that since it's Hiziku, you'd be responsible for the damage that was caused. Now where it gets questionable is, what if it's at night? It's not so well lit. So when a person backing up, it's true he has to look around to see if there are any cars coming, if there are any people coming. But is it so clear that if a person doesn't expect a car to be parked there, I'm not so sure it's called reckless or Shalei Birshos just because he doesn't notice it. He's not looking for it. It's not well lit. He's looking for motion. So in many of such cases, it would probably be Echad Birshos v'Echad Shalei Birshos, and the person backing up would be Patur. But if he's reckless, if he doesn't look at all, or if it's something during the day, and he should have seen it had he exercised normal caution, then it would be Shneim Shalei Birshos, and then the person who moved, who is backing up, would be the one that's responsible. And okay, that's a good point. That really boils down to really his point, which is what happens if someone is Shalei Birshos, but the other person should have anticipated it. So it is somewhat totally in that child. There's a taisus that sounds like Afobike and Yibi Pater. In this case, I think you'd be chayv. Because if you had to look for something which was der Bereshus, and it could have been someone der Bereshus, then I think you'd have liability, but again, it will be somewhat of a shaila. What? I don't know if you are you allowed to sit there with your lights off? Probably not. So again, you'll have to look at the case. Is it something that he should have seen or not? If he should have expected, the fact that people are there sometimes is not going to be enough. Just like some people speed at 80 miles an hour. That's not going to make you into a Bereshus. It's only if you're talking about driving 65 miles an hour there, that's what most people do. That's what you have to expect. There, the Shalei Bereshus is not going to be an excuse. But if it's a mikra, every once in a while it happens, it'd still be Shalei Bereshus.
In the case of Bar Bereshus Aram, was he in a hole? And let's say he digs a hole and hits something extreme value at the bottom of the hole. And should he come to his car and the car goes in and damages the item at the bottom of the hole? Is she responsible for damaging that item?
So that would really be the case of the Mishnah, where if you put it in harm's way, and the person came and should not have expected necessarily there's something there, then the mazik would be potter.
So why would the car parked in front of the hayyan be any different? In other words, if you're considering the car to be a bar because it's put in a place where it's supposed to be,
right?
And the car itself also has value, wouldn't the person backing out of the driver therefore not be responsible for the same reason, under the same theory?
Well, again, it depends what happened. If he should have been looking, it'll depend. If he did not have to look, it's Echad Bereshus v'Echad Shelo Bereshus, he'd be Potter. On the other hand, if he should have noticed it, because he should have watched where he was going, and had he watched where he was going, the damage would not have happened, then he's going to be Chayav El Adam HaMazik. He backed into that car and he created that damage.
And then couldn't you say the same thing about a 6-foot-wide hole in the middle of a road? Wouldn't you normally be avoiding those things, and therefore...
If the case was where it depends on the case. Again, bar is only, there are two cases. If a person was driving and the hole was there, the thing is there, shaloi bereshus, but the other person should have noticed it, then it's shneim shaloi bereshus, and then his ziku, he'd be chayiv. On the other hand, if the hole was such where he shouldn't have noticed, it was at night or it was around the corner, it would be dependent on the same guideline. So it was shneim bereshus or echad bereshus v'echad shaloi bereshus. Let me just finish up one last halacha. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis adds another fascinating twist to the Shaila. What the Gemara says is as follows. If one person is speeding recklessly, the other one's driving normally, that's Echad Bereshus v'Echad Shelo Bereshus, the person speeding is going to be responsible no matter what. So the Gemara says there's an exception to this. U'moide isi be'erev Shabbos min hashmashos. If it's Erev Shabbos, a few minutes before Shkia, or it's actually Zbeinah Shmoshes, there the halacha is, even though you're speeding, you're potter. Why? Bipnei Shurat Bereshus. Normally a person is not allowed to race through the streets. Streets are for walking, not for speeding. But Erev Shabbos, when you're busy getting ready for Tzarek Shabbos, that's Ratz Bereshus, and that, therefore, the halacha is, it's Shnehim Bereshus. And therefore, as long as it's Tziku Zeh, you're going to be potter. Now, we actually had it in Torah. There was a person, it was on Forest and 4th in Lakewood, which is right in front of the Minion factory, the Visionists or the Charedim of Lakewood. Someone was driving, it was 9:30 in the morning, and he was about to go into a parking spot. Someone else recklessly just came out of nowhere, flew into the spot, and there was a collision. The first person said, I was driving normally. I was driving Bereshus. You were driving like a maniac. Echad Bereshus v'Echad Shelo Bereshus, you're responsible for all the damage that you caused. The person responded, not so fast. Why do you think I was driving like a maniac at 9:30 in the morning in front of the Minion factory? I was late to davening. It was almost this man to be. I had to get there. The Gemara says, on Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos, it's Bereshus. I'm allowed to speed if there's a Dvar Mitzvah. And therefore, it should be Shnei Bereshus, and the Lachah should be Hiziku Zeh Chayav, but Husku should be Potter. What? So what's the Halacha? What is that? So the question is like this. The Gemara's case is, it's Erev Shabbos, you're running to get ready for Shabbos. Is this across the board for any mitzvah? Or is it only for Shabbos? So it's a very interesting machlokes. The Yar Sameach, and the Chiddush of Meir Simcha learns, that he wants to know, what does this mean? For a Devar Mitzvah, you're allowed to hurt someone? Or we have a new Heter? For L'Shem Shemayim, you're allowed to punch someone in the nose? There's no such thing. Zogar Yar Sameach. The Pshat is, Erev Shabbos Meir Shemashos. As everyone here knows, to get ready for Shabbos, especially during the winter, it's tough. So when you go out, when you venture out onto the streets on Erev Shabbos, you know good and well traffic is going to be moving a lot quicker than normal. And you know good and well there are going to be some very aggressive and nervous drivers on the road. At Erev Shabbos, Mein HaShemashos, you have to watch out. And therefore, someone speeding is considered rishos. Now, based on this logic, the Yar Sameach says two incredible chedushim. First of all, what happens if you drive a Hatzalah ambulance? You're out, you're racing to save someone's life. But it's Tuesday, it's not Erev Shabbos. And you're mazik someone. So what's the halacha? The Yar Sameach says, Tuesday, forget about the sirens. Tuesday afternoon, no one expects anyone to be running around. So he says, this exemption won't apply. And you'll be chayv. Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is even a bigger chiddush. I like drag racing. It's a lot of fun. Now the problem is, if I go drag racing on a Tuesday afternoon, and anything happens, I'm going to be responsible. So what I do is like this. I get ready for Shabbos early. Friday afternoon, I go drag racing. According to the Yar Sameach, the shot in this Gemara is that on Friday afternoon, everyone knows they're reckless drivers. So if that's the case, if they're on notice, so then I can go drag racing. And it doesn't make a difference whether I'm doing it for Shabbos or not. They should expect it. It should be Shnei Ambershus. So though the Yar Sameach says this is the svar, this is true, well, obviously he concedes from the Ramah and the Gedolei Achrayim all argue. And they say nothing to it. This is not, the pshat in this is not that on Erev Shabbos you're on notice. Pshat is that when a person, for a Devar Mitzvah, you're allowed to be running. Normally you have to walk in the streets, for a Devar Mitzvah you're allowed to run. Based on that, the Marashal says, any mitzvah is enough. A Tuesday afternoon, you're running to do a Devar Mitzvah, you have the right to run, and you're not considered a Mishana. That being said, the Chavos Yoreh says there are limits. This does not apply to every mitzvah. And he says, Tzfilu B'tzivur, his other example is Kiddush HaChodesh, even though they're very important in Yonim, very important, but your Tzfilu B'tzivur is not enough to be Matar, his fender. And therefore, in such a case, even though it is a Devar Mitzvah, the Chavos Yoreh says it's not enough of a mitzvah. He doesn't say exactly where to draw the line. But it's not enough of an inyan, and if and running is considered shalai birshus, and therefore in this case, where the person was driving recklessly to make tefila b'tzibur, it would not be a good excuse. It would be considered shalai birshus. Let me just finish up. That's the first point. But then there's another, I think, more fundamental mistake with this claim. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that normally, when a person goes in the street, you're supposed to be walking. Person running through the street is considered a mishana, it's considered shalei bishos. When a person runs, and a person, Erev Shabbos is a time where many people are in a rush, many people are running, it's considered bishos. On Erev Shabbos, back then, where the hospital's full, everyone's running around like a mishugana, where there are accidents all the time, l'chay or not, what the Mishnah just, or what the Gemara is just saying is that running is not the most responsible of things. But when there's a Devar Mitzvah, you're allowed to run for it. You're allowed to run. On the other hand, if you're going to do something which is reckless, which is a pshia, there's no makar that that's mutter. Running, according, and it's mavur like this according in certain achrayim, running is not a pshia. It's not, may not be the most responsible thing to do. It's not the normal way to go through a street. But you're not putting you're not endangering people. The hezek will not happen, buruch mutsuya. It could happen. If it does happen, you're no longer an oinus. But to say it's a direct pshia, there's no makar for. And therefore, if a person is driving recklessly, if a person is driving down the street at 120 miles an hour on Erev Shabbos, I don't think you're going to be able to say it's a divine mitzvah and I have the right to do it. Lastly, the Nishmas Avram quotes from Shlomo Zalman, and he says, this whole Gemara that you're allowed to run on Erev Shabbos is you're running with your 2 feet. Person running, again, what's the worst thing that'll happen? He'll trip, he'll fall, he'll break a couple of things. It's not the biggest danger. When a person is driving a motor vehicle, when a person is putting other people in harm's way, and it has the potential of being a lethal weapon, in such a case, Michel Shlomo says, even if it's a Dvar Mitzvah, even if you're running, you're late for Minyan, you're late for Shabbos, whatever it is, this exemption will not apply. And therefore, a person driving recklessly would be considered Shaloi Brishos, even if it is for a real Dvar Mitzvah. Now, it's possible a person's allowed to go a little faster, but it has to be responsible. It has to be something which is not putting people b'sakana. Yes. If a person's driving, he doesn't have registration, and there's an accident, and he's driving responsibly, and he hits someone, the person's not going to say, you're shaloi b'rishus, because your car doesn't have registration. You're dealing with the ma'isa mazik. That if you're doing something shaloi b'rishus, you're driving recklessly, and I hit you, it's not my fault, because I don't have to worry about someone doing something shaloi b'rishus. But if the shaloi b'rishus has nothing to do with the impact, then I don't think it would play a role. Now, what you can clear is what happens if there's an accident. The first person is driving normally. The other person is either shloi b'rishus or there's a collision. The driver that was driving normally was not wearing a seatbelt. And because of that, he got hurt very badly. So that's a case where had he been b'rishus, had he been wearing a seatbelt, the damage, he wouldn't have been hurt or hurt as badly. But the collision itself wouldn't have changed. So here you can clear. But I would suggest that if the whole point is that when you're doing shaloi b'rishus, I don't have to look out for you. I can drive normally. I don't have to worry that maybe someone's speeding. I don't have to worry that someone's doing something reckless. So then, since you were driving normally and I had to worry about that, once I'm a mazik, I would say, the fact that you could have mitigated the damage by wearing a seatbelt shouldn't play a role. It's only when your shaloi b'rishus caused the actual damage. Correct. The Ramban, perhaps, but even the Ramban's case was the Nizik caused the impact. It caused. So the point is, the Mazik, the other person, is not called a Mazik if what he did alone couldn't have done anything. It's the other person brought it to him. But in this case, where the Maisa Hezek was there either, right? He smashed into the car. Just had he been wearing a seatbelt, he wouldn't have been hurt as badly. But I would say the Allah is different. But again, you can go either way. Now this is all the Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rambam is going to be completely different. And therefore, if you're a Sfaradi, the halacha is going to be very different. But that is going to have to wait till next week.